Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Bella with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, emergency services were recently called to one of the largest beef processing plants in the Southern Hemisphere after a liquid ammonia spill occurred at the facility at around 12:30 a.m. on the 14th. The nationally recognised company, JBS Dinmore, had almost 900 factory workers evacuated, with 17 being assessed by paramedics and at least 5 hospitalised, now in a stable condition. JBS Dinmore stated that emergency services remained on site until deeming it safe to head back to business at around 7:10 a.m. The safety of well-being and our team members is our highest priority, and we are providing ongoing support to those involved. An investigation into what caused the incident is underway, with a comment from Queensland Workplace Health and Safety currently pending surrounding the incident.
And opposition leader Stephen Miles has apologised after it was recommended he be found in contempt over deliberately misleading Queensland Parliament. Mr Miles was referred to an ethics committee last year after he alleged Deputy Premier Jared Blay deliberately misled Parliament by failing to declare a conflict of interest during the state election. Deputy Opposition Leader Cameron Dick and Shadow Industrial Relations Minister Grace Grace were also investigated but cleared by the committee.
And moving on to national news, the State Theatre Company in South Australia has included a sensory-friendly performance rhetoric aimed to include a broader range of audience members, including the neurodivergent community. Michelle Saint-Yves, a prominent playwright in the Adelaide area, is a poet and avid representative for those rendered voiceless, disenfranchised and or disempowered in our society. Her implementation of a sensory-friendly session surrounding this season's play, The Importance of Being Earnest, includes adjusted levels of lights and noise levels with the added use of sensory aids, as well as the audience members having the ability to leave the auditorium at any time during the performance. Living with a disability herself, Michelle's work is deeply informed by her sense of otherness and focuses on creating inclusive performance-based work that challenges mainstream audiences and systems, aiming for transformative experiences that impact disability, justice, and community.
And maritime archaeologists have been working to restore the oldest colonial-era boat in Australia, discovered during the construction of a Sydney metro station in 2018. The boat is speculated to have been used by British settlers for trade in 1790, built with timber tracing back to a eucalypt species found along the Hawkesbury River in New South Wales. After 2 months of excavating, the archaeologists are reconstructing the boat based on newspaper reports, government records, and diary entries, piecing together a massive puzzle. The vessel will be on display at the Australian National Maritime Museum in 2027, alongside hundreds of items like decorated ceramics and leather shoes that were preserved under layers of silt in the boat's remains, portraying a glimpse into the life of the British colony.
And breaking out into our international news, at least 16 people, including children, have been killed after a major overnight Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Emergency services say victims were pulled from the rubble over a partially collapsed apartment building, with 47 injured and around 20 people still missing as search operations continue. Ukraine's Air Force said that Russia launched hundreds of drones and missiles in one of its largest coordinated attacks since the start of the war, striking more than 180 sites nationwide, including over 50 residential buildings. Friday has officially been declared a day of mourning in the city. It is the third day in a row Ukraine has reported deaths as Russia ramps up its assault following a 3-day ceasefire that expired on Monday.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 18.6 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.